It's the sound.
You guys look like you
sex.
Were doing. Oh. You guys look like you were doing Eiffel Tower, by the way.
Yeah. That's so the sound during sex.
There's a game we used to play. It was called Dude is a Gay.
And it's called what?
Dude is a gay if. So like high fiving. Dude is a gay if. Yeah, and you like do the Eiffel Tower.
Oh yes, yeah, yes, that means you're gay.
Yeah, that's gay.
Cause you're like staring at each other and holding hands.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro.
Are we doing part two?
How about we try to just have a general conversation first, and then we again segue into the game.
Okay, real quick. What's a segue?
It's like a little platform with wheels and a handle, yeah. And then you just
made
like stand
Apple.
On it.
It's an Apple product.
Is it really?
Yeah. The other Steve Wozniak built it.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That lazy fuck.
Yeah.
That dude is a little bit out of shape.
He's like, I don't want to walk.
Actually, no, he's in shape. Pear-shaped. Yeah.
I like a girl that's pear-shaped.
I do too, actually.
Like Joan from Mad Men?
Because that, you know, the meat of the pear where it's like,
that's the good part.
That's the good part. Stuff. Yeah.
I you like can it. Have dots as nipples.
What?
What? Still like it.
Oh. You like, so do you like little nipples?
No, I don't care.
Oh, that's right. You don't care about the boob at all.
I mean, I do. I give him attention. Yeah.
You don't, yeah, what he means is you don't care aesthetically.
Yeah, right. Like if you come walking
in. I think the boob, like,
you care
visually.
You care.
It's a thing of beauty.
Unless it's small and it has a huge areola.
Yes.
Not for you.
No. A huge areola.
Like it's just areola.
Covering most of the boob. That's what I mean. That's the visual that I get
it's
in my
just
head.
Just an areola.
Yes.
That's it. It's just an areola.
Yeah.
It looks like two huge birthmarks on a flat chest.
I also, or like a flat chest that altogether, like no boob whatsoever, like no boob meat.
So like me? You want me.
Did you just say boob meat?
No mammary gland.
What?
Is that not a... I just made it up. Because I said pear meat earlier.
Well, my favorite thing is I ask people, like, what's the big deal with boobs? It's literally two sacks of fat on your chest. Yeah. That's all it is, two sacks of fat. Like, think about that.
It's not.
It is. Fat.
Mammary.
It's more than that.
There's a gland in there. That's not what makes it look like a boob because you have a gland. That's why men can get breast cancer.
I do have a gland.
It's fat.
If you know what I mean.
Just, it is what it is.
God. You could touch my glands.
So, yeah. Isn't that crazy that you guys are attracted to
gonads.
Just two sacks of fat?
Yes. No, I mean.
What's crazier is how much money we have to spend
but if
on
you have
bras
a big ass.
To hold these sacks of fat
well,
up.
Well, you don't have to.
You don't want to have ape tits.
But you don't have to. You don't have to.
They're like pancake boobs.
You're not understanding.
Like
$20 on the cheap end is still a lot of money to pay to hold sacks of fat up.
Yeah, but that's like Playtex.
It's
bra.
But
it's the same thing. And my point is, it sucks being a woman. You guys don't have to like buy
clothes.
Certain things for anyone, right?
I
like,
have to buy underwear to keep the sweat from
Do you know that women
new underwear where it cups your balls?
Oh, I bought someone that and they fucking love that.
Just recently?
Yes. That's all the underwear they wear right now.
Really?
Yeah, it's the Fruit of the Loom. Like,
it's not Fruit of the Loom. That's not the brand anyway.
Is it BBD?
I forgot the brand. But
Hanes.
It was this website.
They cup your
balls? They have like a ton of...
Yeah, it's got like a...
They have a ton of prints.
Sack area.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So
those
like,
are expensive.
A little bit. But they're...
MeUndies?
It's not Fruit of the Loom.
MeUndies?
Like this... No, I think it's from...
Well, MeUndies does
Shiesty,
that.
Maybe
Never
or
heard
something
of
like that. But they do. They just introduced like women's underwear. They don't have ball holders, but
well,
but this,
I mean,
but this person swears
like,
by like
if you're
it's
a well endowed
so,
woman,
so uncomfortable.
If you're well endowed as a woman, like you got the just like the it's hanging out, you know.
You mean beef Italian? Beef?
Yeah. Maybe they have beef holders.
Beef flaps.
What do they call the things that like pull the curtains?
Stop it. Stop it.
Aren't those curtain holders?
I guess.
Thanks, Nate.
Yeah,
those are
curtain
beef
holders.
Beef curtain holders.
They should, I want that to be my title.
Beef Curtis. Beef Curtis. No, stop it. Give it up for Ernesto. Stop it right now.
You know, one of the most...
Beef curtain holder.
One of the most troubling lyrics that I've ever heard in my entire life, it comes from a band called Fall Out Boy. You know?
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan. Whatever.
Can you do his voice?
A little bit, but I'd have to scream.
Okay, can we hear it? Hear the lyrics.
He says, I wish I was the friction in your jeans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like which means I wish I was the spot, like right at the crotch.
Yeah.
It's just a weird thing to say. What if it's vagina? I feel like that's a. Not only that, who cares? It could be the greatest vagina. You want to be a piece of cloth that just hangs out near. Like, I just want to live outside your vagina all the time. It's weird. Anyways.
I think the weirdest lyric is by Color Me Bad.
Curtain holders.
We can do it till we both wake up.
You know what that means. The imperative word is both. Because one of them is awake and the others are asleep. That's rape.
Oh my God. Yeah,
or they're both asleep.
That's weird.
Yeah,
we can do it till we both wake up.
Both what? Of us.
See, no.
Like, are you guys drunk and you sober up?
Is that sleep?
I remember Color Me Bad was the very first thing that I ever bought musically.
They were good. Ooh.
Yeah, it was a good song. That song caught the nation by fire, right?
By fire?
By storm. No.
She fell. She fell off her stool.
Sorry.
But what I'm saying is it caught the nation by storm.
Fire.
Swiffer.
Firestorm.
Yeah, it swiffered the nation.
And so I remember I was a kid and I was hanging out with my aunt and I told her that I liked that song and she bought me the single on cassette.
Oh, the cardboard? I remember it. It's a cardboard sleeve.
Yes. Yeah. So she bought me the single on cassette. It out. Yeah. That was the very first article or like music thing that I ever bought. The second one was Boys to Men. That was a full album, and it was the Boys to Men self-titled one with the End of the Road in there and all that stuff.
That Coolie High Harmony? No.
No.
That's
Boys to Men. It was just self-titled.
No, End of the Road was Coolie High Harmony.
No, it wasn't.
Because we've done...
yeah, that's not... I'm pretty sure
Coolie High Harmony. It has to be. It's at the end of the tape, the whole cassette.
It had a... The
Questlove was the drummer.
What song?
End of the Road.
End of the Road.
It's a natural.
Coolie High Harmony had Yesterday, and I think I've said it on the pod before. I thought that was a Boys to Men song, but it's actually.
What did you say? What album was it on?
Coolie High Harmony.
It was it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I remember.
What year?
That was my 92. Seventh grade dance, so 93.
You're close. 91.
91.
Really? I was 11? I was crying at that point. Well, I was emotional.
Well, then, what's the...
Jeez.
I remember they that was
that
the song...
That would have been awesome to see.
That was like the eighth grade song to me.
I miss
like,
you. That was my sixth grade song.
You know
song.
What's crazy, guys?
Yeah. See you at the crossroads.
I'm like in this during this Bone podcast bugs. Because I'm on my fucking stool. I always feel like you guys are short.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, especially looking at Nate, and then I get down and I'm like, I'm a fucking bitch!
You're so small.
Oh, my
you
God.
You are tiny. You're,
yeah, in the
you're,
bar.
What is going on right now?
You're,
Now I'm like this. What, Nate?
Yeah.
Before I'm like, huh?
Do you remember the one time you were just looking up at the microphone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I first started. Before
we got the stool.
That was like 3 weeks ago.
Nate's the best.
The luxury Thanks. Stool. It's a luxury stool. It has little things at the bottom, though.
Fatigue.
What are the songs that are on the Boys to Men album?
That Which is cool. the one specific album? Harmony.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Motown Philly Oops. Back again.
Oh.
Questlove was the drummer for that.
Oh, I thought you had remembered something.
Oh, no.
What that was, I got that from Columbia.
Boys to Men, BBD, and ABC. ABC had Aisha.
Aisha.
That's the song.
The girl I never had.
And ever since I've...
Okay, so on playground. That one is, it's At so hard to playground. Say goodbye to yesterday. No. Listen, end of the road. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, wait. No, I was right then. Wait, that has that End one, of the Road.
Motown Philly.
Didn't? Motown Philly was their breakout.
That's it. This. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm on the wrong album.
Dude.
Do you know what's crazy is if you look at New Edition,
yeah,
it's literally broken up New Edition.
Okay, like, yeah. This BVD is the right album. So, oh, wow. This album had Bill a lot. Oh, no. Yeah. That was Cooley High. This album, Cooley High Harmony,
yes,
had all of those on there. End of the Road, It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday, no. Ooh Ah, Motown Philly. What was the other one?
I like when they
In
go,
the Still of the Night.
I just like it when they go, boom, doom, doom, da, na, boom, doom, doom, da, na, 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 na,
na, na, na, na. Oh, who needs Boyz II Men? You got us.
Exactly. I'll
and be Please Don't Go.
Please Don't Go, Garrett. No, that's... That's New Kids on the Block.
I'm
sorry, my girl. God, you're like,
damn girl.
What happened? What, like, what happened to that? That used to be a thing.
What?
Girl, don't you ever leave me.
you know.
It's always you know.
You know.
You know.
Yes.
I've been loving you forever.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I just don't want you to go away.
Yeah. Love me.
And I want to eventually eat your body. I feel like it wouldn't be a stretch. It wouldn't be because the way that guy's talking about it.
He could say that and no one would think twice.
Yeah.
Sting has always had that kind of vibe for me because of that song. Like, every step you take. Yeah.
Right. That's a total stalker song. But every girl that hears it's like, oh.
No, it's not for. It's not about that though. It's about his mom or something like that, or his kid or some shit like that. Or,
but what I'm saying, everybody right. Heard it
yes. Exactly.
And all the women were like, oh.
Yeah, but if I told the girl, hey,
in real life, every and you text her that, right? There's no emojis, and Lionel you just text Richie. Her all these things. Yeah.
I'll be watching you! Exclamation
I'm calling
point.
The police.
Yeah. Block.
I was trying to be romantic. I wonder if he tried. That's teenager Nesto with pimples and
teenager Nesto.
I was trying to be romantic and I told her I would follow her.
You were like Bobby Brady.
Yeah. No, not Bobby. Peter. No,
Peter.
Not Peter.
No, it was Peter.
Greg.
Greg.
No, Peter.
It was Peter was the middle, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was
because he was the only one that went through puberty.
Greg was the old one that banged his mom.
We talked about this already.
Yeah.
People are gonna think they're listening to the same podcast.
No. I'm just making
they're getting ready for the
reference.
Next podcast.
It's an illusion.
It's an illusion.
No,
don't speak Italian to goats.
Yeah.
Bippity boppity.
Look at what you did.
Yes.
Look at what you did.
Yes.
Nate said bippity boppity.
I'm taking over the world with my Puerto Rican accent.
No, well,
hey, guys.
Follow us on the Twitters. That's all. Anytime you say, hey, guys, you're like, hey, guys. Follow us on the social media.
I have a question for you. I have a sexy time question for you.
Okay.
Sexy, oh, wait. Sexy time.
Just curious, is this...
Yeah, it's the game.
Sexy
it's
time.
Really good.
Too early.
Sexy
no,
time
it's not. I want to know.
Okay.
Yes! I forgot I had a section.
Sexy you know, like... Marie?
Yeah, what was Nate's? Was it Science Hour with you? And what was yours? Music.
No, it was
Music Hour with Nate.
I totally guessed with Nate.
And then what was yours?
I don't have a song because he has a song. that works. Science Hour with Ernesto.
Yes, that works.
You like it when they just...
That works. I love it.
But it's weird that they came with the fucking sound effects that we needed. Were they listening to the pot?
Duh.
Zoom, hell of a company.
Right.
Not the company. Video people, though. I'm talking about the people who make these soundboards. Oh, actually, I was researching different type of audio mixers and stuff like that. Zoom's actually a super like highly regarded. Yeah, they're... I had never heard of them before. To me, it was like Tascam was a good one. And
it was like getting a Colby CD player when you're a kid.
Right. I had a CD player when I was a kid, a Sony, and it had...
Sony had the anti-skip?
Yes, it did. It had the fucking...
Did you get the... Was it the Walkman?
Yeah.
Was it like the different colored ones?
No.
I got that for the first time when I was like 19.
I got the red one.
That thing is, you would strap it to your belt, and it was, it looked ridiculous.
I had it in my purse. It's so bad. Girls were lucky at that.
You know what's a fun fact about that? That was 2001. That was 20 years ago. People were putting Discman on their hip. And then everybody was putting cell phones on their hip.
1999 was when I bought my first Discman.
Congratulations.
And I remember that because I bought it because I was taking the bus to work everywhere or anywhere I was going, and I needed to have that so I can just.
So you don't have to listen to the world.
People.
Mm-hmm. I saved my money.
It was the equivalent of people using AirPods. Remember?
Earlier. Yeah. I saved my money. I've been working since I was 12. I was a paper boy, and then I sold candy door to door.
Nice. From Sam's Club?
Really candy?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah. No. Okay, yeah.
You went to Sam's Club and bought a box.
This
is for my basketball team or doing basically, a fundraiser.
No, yeah. I'll tell you. This is how you know I'm a kid from the 80s, okay? My parents allowed me to get into a stranger's brown windowless van.
That's safe.
And go to different neighborhoods around the city and sell candy door to door. And it was like not associated with any type of like organization. He was a fucking stranger. I'm not joking. Like, okay, so I was a paper boy and my cousin started working for this guy.
Did he have a mustache?
The guy was, yes, he did. He had a beard too. His name was Joe.
But he had no chin hair. It was just
And that's a generic enough name where it doesn't affect him.
Could be Joseph.
Yeah, it could be Josephine.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It could be a
Well,
girl.
Now it could be. You know, you never know. I hope he's still alive. But this guy would go around, pick up kids plural. It was like seven or six of us, probably.
Was he part of a church?
No, he had no like organization backing ever.
Some of your cut?
Yes.
Oh.
He would buy the candy, and these are like Fannie Mae type candies, like turtles and shit like that. He would take us to a place, and we would all get a street, and we would walk like about a quarter mile selling candy door to door, hustling. And so I would get a commission, and he would get the rest of it. Yeah. And my parents were like, yeah, that's fine.
Oh, it's cool that you're still alive.
I know. I could have been dead. I got picked up by the police once doing this because I would walk around the side of the house to see if anybody was home. To see if the lights were on and stuff like that. Before, like, if I knocked and no one answered, that would inform me on whether or not I should knock again or whatever.
Not weird at all.
Not weird at all. It was a business thing. I'm a hustler. I'm a shark. And anyways, a cop came.
I'm a businessman.
Yes, I'm not a businessman. I'm a business man. thanks for the line.
You're welcome.
But then the cops came, they showed up, they took me into the police station, and they were like, you know, there's a string of robberies going on in this part of the... Yeah, I'm fucking 13, dude. Like, I'm not the person. I'm not the guy. But, yeah, that was a pretty shitty experience.
I just got molested in Vans.
Ooh. Lucky.
Still waiting on that bike that guy promised me. Took a whole bunch of pictures.
What if you got it today?
Dude, this was 2 years ago.
what if you got it today?
I'd be like, oh, finally.
Oh, man. Must have gotten lost in the mail.
It'd be like when I was a kid and you had to collect the UPCs to get your x-ray specs.
Oh, my God. You used to do that?
I used to do that, and I never got them.
I did that once for... like a magazine ad that was in a Game Informer. It wasn't a Game Informer. It was like a Nintendo Power, but it was like something like that.
Do you know Nintendo had their own hotline on how to beat games?
Yeah. That's insane. And they would charge you.
Yeah.
They would charge you like $2 per minute, and they'd be like...
To play the game.
They'd be like...
They didn't even know.
In the video game Legend of...
Zelda. I'm new. I'm sorry.
They would get into like, yeah. I remember I called the hotline once.
I never could.
I didn't ask.
I never could. I asked.
They tell you, ask for your parents' permission. Nah, fuck that, man. I can pick up the phone and call somebody like nothing.
I was good when I was like, till like 15.
Yeah?
Yeah, and then I was like introverted.
You want to hear something fucked up? So when I was 16-ish, this was in the world of dial-up.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a porn ad that said like
44K, buddy, 44K.
I saw a porn ad that said click on this and see all the boobs in the world, right? And so I did it. I was young. Well, what this service does is it stops your modem connection, calls another country, and then charges you an inflated rate for the time that you're on that call. Oof. I ran up a $500 phone bill. Jeez. And my dad was like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like,
yeah, that's a lot of money back then.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be back. I gotta go something. Yeah. Yeah. The guy in the brown van's outside waiting for me.
Yeah, yeah. I gotta go. I'm learning. I gotta get that money.
I have to go rob.
Yeah. But Maria, you had a question.
Well, actually, I do.
You're the worst at segues. It's my turn.
I'm not trying.
It's your turn for a question. I don't see you reading. He asked you had a question.
Yeah, hey, I already know it.
Hey, Maria, you had a question. Can you just re-explain where
did
these questions come
recently?
From? Why?
It looks shorter than it was.
No.
No?
No.
Go like this. Oh.
You want me to do that?
No. He feels left out. You want me to do that?
Yeah,
no.
I have the same haircut.
Let me see.
Oh, geez.
Oh, wow. That looks a lot
longer,
shorter in the hat than it actually is. Oh, okay.
You got to shave the sides, buddy.
No.
You want me to give you a hand? I'll bring my clippers.
Clippers?
I'll bring my clippers.
I'm going to wear my hat like this.
Okay.
That's not weird.
Mm-hmm.
I won't wear my hat like this.
I'm gonna wear my Kansas City Chiefs hat.
But
it's a nice hat. It's a nice hat.
But no, yeah. What I was asking is if you could please
explain
where the question.
We're doing part two, right?
Two parts in one podcast. It's crazy.
Didn't we wrap up the first one? So,
where was the first part?
He's trying to make my edit harder. That's all.
Right,
it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or make the listeners feel like they're in
meta.
The Twilight Zone.
It's meta.
I watched that a lot when I was a kid. Did you?
Yes. The black and white version?
Yes.
Yes. Because my stepdad was into like The Fugitive, Rockford Files, all that stuff.
Yeah, so was my.
I'm too old, or I'm too young for that.
Rockford Files would be like Mad Men to us.
Yeah.
There we go.
So this game, again, called Tonight's Conversation, specifically Relationship Debates. So it's just all kinds of cool questions. I'm going to punch you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I fell asleep for a second.
Ew, you're disgusting.
Well, if we're not talking about dicks, clits, and farts and shits.
And bong hits.
Exactly.
I forgot about the bong
dicks,
hits.
Clits, farts, and shits.
No. What was it, Nate?
Dicks, clits, and bong hits.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, farts and hits or farts and shits kind of replaces
farts and shits.
Bong.
I like that too.
I think we should
a
make
bong.
A shirt that says that. Dicks, clits, farts, and shits.
We
and,
should we
and
should
dildos.
Make some stuff about the dumb shit that's said on
Jesus
there.
Christ.
That's a good shirt.
Dicks, yeah.
Yeah, it'd sell.
Oh.
No sense of direction. Jesus Christ. It would sell.
It would.
It would because Jesus is on it.
So, so the first question is:
what
this.
If he's touching a little kid?
Stop it!
Where
stop.
He's like,
stop it right now! Stop it right now! Suffer, stop it right now!
Suffer the little
he's
children! Come
stop
on
it.
To me!
No, I.
La, 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 la.
Come
no,
on to me!
No, no, no!
Come on to me!
Stop! Stop it! Stop! You guys are horrible. You're going
I
to
read
make believe.
I read the Bible too.
All right,
okay.
Let's go.
After having amazing sex,
yes,
your significant other asks if it's the best sex you've ever had. It is not. Would you tell the truth or would you lie?
I would tell the truth.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, like, I would then deflect that question. I'd be like,
yeah,
okay, I'm so far with you.
That's a weird question to ask, you know. But
that's what you would say.
I would.
No,
oh,
I,
okay.
That's how I would feel. Like, is that the best? Yeah. I would probably make a joke.
So, like, after sex, they high five you, right?
Okay.
And they're like, no, for real. And they're like,
on.
Oh my God,
I've
that
actually,
was the best sex ever.
I've,
was it the best for you?
I've actually high fived somebody to, like, get out of the situation. Well, like the awkwardness.
It was pretty good, yeah.
Where you're like looking at each other, you're like, I was like, high five. And then I was like, all right, gotta go. My high five.
Right.
My way out of a bedroom.
Well, I've never seen anybody do the things that you did. I think I would give them a compliment, you know,
and that's, like,
that would be kind of like my way of getting away from
I like that.
I was like, oh man, you the way that you, and then.
But what if they follow up with, but was it the best?
I didn't know tongues did
but
that.
But was it the best? Right? So they hear you and then they say, but was it the best?
They're just drilling down. I can't escape.
I would say this. Yes. Of this week.
Oh,
I would go down that road and be specific with them. Like
so
with
far,
you. Yeah. That was the best with you.
So far.
That would automatically tell me that it wasn't the best.
Correct.
But at least I'm letting them know
that it was the best with them. And the reason why I like those questions, because I experienced that, right?
Where somebody asked me, am I
number one? No, I'm completely on. No, you're not.
No one's.
You're very
one.
Close, but you're not number one.
Who does number two work for?
I mean, why would you lie to someone? Why would you lie to somebody? I think this kind of goes back to the whole like women faking orgasms thing, right? Like you're not helping anyone. Why not just tell the truth? Especially when it comes to sex.
The problem is with me is I'm too blunt, but I don't think I'm being blunt. It's like, well, you asked.
Right.
Okay.
You know, it's like, so I'll be like, yeah, sure.
I don't think anybody should ever.
You would lie?
I would be like, sure.
Why?
That's not a lie, though.
That's not a lie.
It's a lie. You're telling someone. Sure is, yes. Do you want another plate of food? Sure. They're going to bring you another plate of food.
Right.
Call it what it is. So my question to you is, why would you lie and make them think? Then what if, in turn, I don't want to have the conversation.
I don't want to go what's going to come after if I say no.
Refresh my memory real quick.
So why can't you just say that?
Refresh my memory.
If I say no?
No, not no. Why wouldn't you just be like,
look, I don't want to talk about it.
It just happened.
I don't really know. I have to calculate your score.
This is my favorite. No, listen. This is my favorite answer because it is true. It's not fake, but it is true, right? I say it's very difficult to say that any one instance with someone was the best because in that moment you do feel like it was the best because right. you're just coming off yeah. of all of these hormones and these chemicals and these everything. Yeah. It feels amazing.
PMS. Yeah.
So how could you say like this was the best? You can't do that.
True. This was one of the best. I also think a lot of it's like heat of the moment too. Like,
man,
because
so
I've had a lot of
explain that. Hey, something baby. You might help someone see something differently.
Hey, baby. That was the best six seconds of my life.
I was like, got three pumps in. That was good job. Good job.
Was it the best 6 seconds?
My average is two. You got me to three.
Is it weird to think that oral sex is different?
What do you mean?
I don't.
Like, I can remember what was the best oral sex I had.
Yeah, I can too.
But sex, for me, it's not. It's like there's a lot that was amazing.
I could see
but
that.
Oral sex, I could tell you what was the
best.
Yeah,
okay. I could see that too because oral sex is typically not as good as actual sex, right? So like you have to remember the ones that made it feel really fucking good. And
okay, so I'm
like,
not weird.
You know what
okay,
I mean?
Good.
Like
I have a top five.
I almost never come with oral sex.
And you remember those people?
But yeah,
specifically.
Here's why.
The last one, yeah, I remember her.
My friends and I always had a top five list of everything. Be like top five best lays, best time, you know, prettiest, top five. Like it was always top five. Kind of like High Fidelity, the movie.
Yeah.
But they would do like music and other stuff. But yeah, we always had a top five on everything. But at the end of bad sex.
I should do that on the next girl's night out. Go ahead. Yeah, that sounds like fun.
But I think you should play Asia, Heat of the Moment. It was a heat of the moment.
You just.
Thank you, Nate.
Push the song.
Yeah, just while you're having sex. Like you bring her home. Finally, you make it.
My hip.
And then you're just like, and then it's like, I never thought that mean, oh man, thank you.
You just communicate in song for the rest of the day.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, baby.
And then it's like, come, baby, come, baby, baby, come, come.
You gotta give me some, you gotta give me some.
Hey, baby, you know.
Damn girl.
I've been with you for such a long time.
Oh God, what is that? Smelly Vanilli.
Well, that's the guy who voiced.
Well, it would be. It's been a long time.
Is that a why? Is that a bad thing that they had?
Well, because they were pushing it as it was those two. That's why.
Okay.
They weren't saying that other people were.
But
saying
no. But what I'm saying is that why do people find that so repulsive? The act of lip syncing and all that. Other
everybody
stuff.
Lip-syncs.
It wasn't lip syncing. It was that it wasn't their voice
at all.
Right. But like that's like, oh. That's cartoons though. Like no, cartoons on, do no. that and then
in the liner notes.
I'm asking because it's a product, right? They're putting together a product and they're putting it out there. Who cares if they're the ones that are those two dudes were like the physical part of it. Other people are the talented part of it.
So the other ones and that were singing where it went wrong was they didn't give them any credit in the liner notes.
Okay, I can see that. But yeah.
So it was fraud.
Be upfront.
But if they were upfront about it, then do you think... But no, but what I'm saying is that they were upfront about it.
You know they both killed themselves, right?
Yeah.
If they were upfront about it...
Sad.
Well, whatever.
Girl, you know it's true.
Girl.
If they were upfront about it,
I love you.
People would not like it.
Yeah.
They would be like automatically like, oh, this is not good.
The faces were wrong because they were older people.
That is what answers your question. Why do people have a problem with that?
That's
so if you were honest about it and they didn't like it, what makes you think that if...
No. My question goes further than that. Why is it... Why does that matter? Why do we not like that?
Right. So why don't we? Because
you feel duped.
Exactly.
Because you feel duped. No. If they're upfront about it. If they're upfront about it, and then we go, I don't like that.
I don't think people would be angry. So what I'm saying is the response wouldn't be the same.
The response wouldn't be the same, but they still wouldn't be.
And you're like, oh, it's just this blah, blah, blah. That's their shtick, right? Like, they're fake and they're just, you know, whatever. They're lip singing and it's not even their voice. People would be like, they would take it more.
Because that's gorillas.
In a funny way.
Gorillas does that.
Yeah, but the
Gorillaz
is
the
band, though.
But it's still
they're singing behind the
and that's the just, people that were behind the
scenes
that was, for Milli Vanilli is what I'm saying.
But they said that was their voice,
right?
They're the ones.
I understand
the
that they were being deceptive in that scenario. What I'm saying is that if they were upfront about it, people would still have an issue with it. And so why do we care so much about that?
But what I'm saying is I don't think it would be the same kind of issue.
1988.
It would just be like, whatever. Oh, that's weird. I don't want to listen to it. Or it'd be like, oh, that's cool. It's kind of weird and funny. I'll listen to it.
Whatever the issue is.
So the people who are saying, have you seen the people that actually were the voices of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were hideous.
There was like a big guy, you know, like. That wasn't marketable. Those two were marketable. That's why.
I understand. I guess my question again is like, why do we as people
that
have
been
such an issue with that?
With
that's
image?
It was with the lie. That was what they had an issue with. How we would have reacted if they told the truth because they didn't.
So that was like 1987, 1988.
And
fast forward now to Snoop Dogg. If you listen to Drop It Like It's Hot, it's the bass line to Girl, You Know It's True.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's...
That's cool.
Listen to it. It's the same...
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Is it like the... Is it sampled or is
I don't know if it's sampled, but they didn't say shit if it was sampled.
It's because they're dead.
Well, that's Pharrell. Yeah.
Oh, I love Pharrell, though. I like...
Yeah.
I do, too.
As a producer, he's good, but it's like... Listen to the bass line in Girl, You Know It's True, and then listen to Drop It Like It's Hot. Because it pulls all the bullshit out. It's just the... Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, ding, ding. That's the...
I feel like lying... The lying part is not the issue.
Is it sad that it's in my library?
And so if we are... if we're talking about lying, then I probably would lie and tell them that was the best sex that I've ever had.
I ripped the CD, and this has been in my arsenal. I actually own the CD. It was in the long box.
Mm-hmm. So what are you doing back? Are we playing it?
Well, I sat back and thought about the things we used to do. It really meant a lot to me.
Where's it playing? Hold on. We'll take a break.
It's going to be in the speaker upstairs.
Like,
what the fuck is going on?
What are you doing back? Well, I sat back and talked about the things that we used to do. Oh, you know what it connected to? Oh, I can do it.
You can?
So what are you doing?
Yes.
Well, I sat back and thought about the things we used to do.
That's awesome.
It so really here's Milli Vanilli.
You mean a lot to me.
I really mean that much to you?
Girl, you know it's true.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, double dizzle. yeah, okay, I can see
you
that.
You hear that? Doom,
yeah,
doom,
yeah.
It's a Snoop Dio double dizzle. Yeah, I can see that.
Why do you sound like Mike Tyson?
Right?
Snoop Dogg. It's a Snoop Dio double dizzle.
Situations.
I didn't have a lisp there. But I could definitely hear it now.
I heard
that you pointed it out, that's the only fucking thing I'm going to hear now. Yeah, no thanks problem. A lot. Every
thanks,
time I'm listening
mate.
To my favorite artist,
no problem.
Snoop.
That's a remix.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
1989 remix.
Yeah, I could definitely hear it.
It's like the same bass.
I feel like making a mashup.
Well, let's unveil the turntables.
I think I'm going to do that at the house.
Wouldn't that be funny if, like, they now, like, Milli Vanilli's estate, like, sues Snoop Dogg, and now they have to take now they have to pay Milli Vanilli all because of this podcast. Just because one day I was jamming out to Milli Vanilli.
You know, then, not shuffle in the next song shuffle. With Snoop Dogg. Like, you're like, wait a minute.
You know what my favorite fucking part of what's going on right now? We are so invested in this Milli Vanilli.
Yeah.
But, like, it started with this card. Like, it all came from that card.
Yeah.
Well, how the fuck did we get here? That's my question.
No talking sense about of direction we
fake,
have.
Fake, yeah. I mean, hey. No.
Hey. So, name
yes.
drop.
Yes, I would do it.
You would lie.
All these cards, yes.
All these cards, yes.
Well,
now you go again.
Would you?
We're doing the boomerang.
What did you say?
I said I would.
You would lie.
I would avoid answering the question as much as I could. I would.
I would fart and make her laugh.
I'd be like, well. I think our future sex is going to be even better, and I'd jump right back on it.
Yeah, be like, we have a mountain to build, honey.
If we had good sex, like, I'd be like, well, I mean, we don't have to stop there. Let's go to session number two. Let's try to outdo ourselves.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
It's actually cool. We could play music now through this. Crazy.
Okay, so.
Oh, we could play clips from our. I have an idea.
A person you like admits to cheating in every serious relationship they've had, they've changed.
No.
Is this a deal breaker?
Yes. No, not at all. Because I don't.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what?
What, Nate?
Can you read it again?
No, it's not a deal breaker because people do change.
A person you like admits to cheating in every serious relationship they've had.
Like, she's not an anal virgin anymore,
but says that they've changed. Is this a deal breaker?
Yes. No. Maybe. Really depends on her.
You said right away. You said no. Right away. You said yes.
Yeah, it's not a deal breaker.
Wait, I didn't answer
because
that's why I said
anybody. Here's my experience with that. Anybody who says that, usually the relationship doesn't last. So, yeah,
if someone told me that they were a cheater from the beginning,
you'd be okay with it.
It just depends on the like. If
Let's
I'm trying to, if you know what, if I wanted
question.
To jump into this relationship and just it's all fucking and it's like nothing serious, then it doesn't matter what.
But
they do.
What if you were dating, right?
Just,
what if you've been dating for a while? What if you've been dating for a while? You feel like you have a connection with this person, and then in conversation, you ask them,
Have you ever cheated?
Yes, and then they tell you. Every I've actually cheated one. In every serious relationship I've had.
No.
Every serious but they say, relationship.
But you know what? This last year, I've been single, and I've figured out my shit, and, you know, I've changed.
Yeah, my vagina got looser because she figured out her shit.
I feel like if...
if that's what we could call...
I would... shit.
I would say, okay, whatever. Let's have fun. See what happens.
If the person is someone I can trust, then it doesn't
just
bother
have fun.
Me.
Well, eventually you're going to trust them. Just have fun.
Like if you're in that kind of relationship, a 5-year relationship, then you trust. Yeah, then you trust.
And
then,
they still cheat.
And if they cheat, then I would be like, oh,
if they
well,
cheat,
you,
they're bored with you.
You know, once a whore, always a whore. You know?
Yeah, but fucking.
And that could be a man, you know, like a guy too, whatever.
You it's and your whore mouth.
I use it in a non-gender specific way. You know what I mean? That's on me. I kept going with this relationship, even though this person basically admitted and almost said, I'm going to cheat on you. And I would actually start thinking, oh, shit, maybe it's already happened.
Has anybody in a relationship ever said, remember this day right now? Remember this memory?
So if somebody said that to you, like, I feel like I might have the conversation of, would you be open to having an open relationship?
I could bang, you could bang. We just hang out eventually. Eventually.
If I liked that person enough and I felt like they brought enough greatness into my life, I may consider having that conversation. Yeah. But at the same time, I don't feel like I would hear them say I've cheated in every serious relationship, but I've changed and believe them.
Yeah, that's my thing too.
Yeah, I wouldn't
so
believe
hard
them.
To do.
Exactly. I might ask them
change
questions
is easy.
Then,
you
right? Like,
change.
Tell me what steps you've made. Tell me why you changed.
And,
you know,
and if it's the person, it just depends on how much they turn you on.
What
too,
if they
like
told
I
you
said,
the,
like,
the reason why they changed is God?
We were just talking about this on the drive over here. Oh my God.
Yeah.
What if? Like, I'd be like, yeah, I
would
go.
Laugh. Yeah, exactly.
No, I wouldn't believe it at all.
Yeah, all three of us like, on the same page there.
No. Yeah.
What if they said,
on my mother's life?
It was a spiritual journey that really went on.
I hate when people say that.
On my mother's life?
Yeah, or anything like, I swear on my kids. Shut the fuck up.
No,
what
don't.
Does that matter?
It doesn't even matter. It's like,
okay. So if you fuck me over, we get to kill your kids?
Yeah.
If that's the stakes, then let's go.
Let's
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But them kids.
But if you are not committing,
you pull
that
up a contract immediately.
Yes,
like,
exactly. If I swear on my kids, bro. Okay, cool. Then I get to fucking kill them
and skull
in
fuck
front
them.
Of you.
Right.
Yeah, that would make it. That would actually. Now you're putting your money where your mouth is,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
But literally. I don't think you can say that. I don't think you could be like, "Hey, I bet Nate's
but
life."
But you're right. Wouldn't that? Wouldn't you feel
I would
dumb
bet somebody else's
saying
kids.
That? Like if you're talking to your friends and you'd be like, "Yeah, you know, she told me that she cheated before, but she swore on her mom
oh
she wouldn't do it
God.
Again." I
would
feel
be...
so dumb even saying that. Yeah. And my friends would be like, "She.
What
she
if her mom's
sworn...
dead already?"
Right. Wait. Even like, if she's not, like, what? That's what you hold.
What if you absolutely hate your mom and you're just like, I swear on my mom, dude. Yeah, I swear on my mom.
Ernie, you I'll, could get away
I,
with
I
so
totally
much.
I totally could. I could totally get
hey,
away with it.
Hey, it's not
it.
About your mom or dad.
Oh, yeah?
So next question.
Go for it.
My dad, he left when I was young. And,
yeah, here we go.
I thought he didn't.
Your dad.
He's mocking
oh,
you.
Oh, my dad.
Let's hear about.
Oh no, he's back
he's
in my
like,
life.
Just
like,
tell us.
We've got 40 minutes left.
We're best friends. We just hung out the other day, shot the shit.
That's pretty cool.
No,
cool.
We did.
You guys reconciled?
Yeah, that's what I dreamt about.
Oh, that's so sad.
Wow.
That's so sad.
And then I woke up to, and I woke up to real life, and still depressed.
Nope. Oh, God. Okay, guys. I'm Ernie. Nate, go.
No, it's
Ernate.
Oh, I thought it wasn't. Oh, okay. We're going that way.
Ernate.
Oh. Ernate. Ernating.
Ernate.
I'm going to go Ernating.
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 Ernathian Nesto.
I'm going to get an Ernathian.
Or if we teamed up, we could be NATO.
Yeah.
Ayo.
Ayo. Love it.
During a drinking game, you find out that your significant other had a same-sex sexual encounter during college.
Ooh. It's college.
How would you feel? And explain. I'd be turned on.
Yeah.
Isn't it so crazy so how different that is?
So flip-flop.
I'd be so turned on.
It blows my mind.
You know why?
It blows my mind.
You know why? Because then to me, it's like the possibility of bringing in a third that might be open. And.
But on the guy side?
But that's what I'm saying. It's so insane how it is flipped. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's crazy to me how guys immediately are like, hell yeah. The girls are like, ooh.
Well, I mean, when you said like, oh, I've had girlfriends before, I was like, oh.
And not girlfriends, that's a stretch. Dated.
Well, whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean.
But
I was like,
yeah, it's mind boggling to me how that isn't as accepted, I guess. Maybe that's I think that's the right term. I think women have more of an issue with that's what I'm saying. What I'm talking about. So like, if I'm dating someone and they're like, yeah, I've dated men before.
I think it's baked into
the
concept of masculinity.
And if you date a man, you're just gay.
Right.
There is no bi. There is no,
you could be bi.
No, you're not understanding what I'm saying, Ernie. I know you can be bi.
Right. But your mind goes to gay.
I'm saying society says if a guy is with a guy and then dates a girl and then dates a guy, people just automatically say, yeah, no, he's gay. It's
really?
Yes. I'm speaking on for
women. Okay, for women.
Women, we tend to feel like we tend to feel like
when I come back.
Oh my god, that's like he dated men before. It makes us more insecure.
I could see that. Like, so you would think like, oh, what if he goes back to it?
If a guy tells me, obviously,
are you afraid of other men's dicks at that point?
It's not afraid of men's dicks.
Like if you went to a Chippendales thing, you feel like you'd be attracted to the men.
I've met men who have an issue with me being attracted to women. Because they feel like, oh, a woman knows how to probably do things better than a man does because they know about it. Not all men. Jesus Christ. I said I have dated men who have had this. I'm not saying that listening. You guys do.
No.
I said I've dated men. When I make
those noises, I think of myself in that person's shoes and be like, that's kind of like shaky.
I'm not saying all men. Logic. I'm saying going the men that I've dated. Scenario with
you. Jeez, quit yelling at me, Mom.
The men I've dated have felt that way, right? And if I were to even say like, oh, would you know, if I had a girl's night out or whatever and I went out and I made out with a girl, no, you can't do that. That's cheating.
Do it.
Right.
That's what I would say. Right. I'd go have fun.
It is cheating though.
It
is cheating.
I think it is.
It's cheating. You're trying to get with somebody else. But that's cheating.
Told me if you came home and you're like, yeah, I made out with a couple, I'd be like, all right, cool.
Yeah, because you don't view it as a relationship. You just view it as like fuck buddies.
Even fuck buddies. It's the way that he sees things. It's like he literally says, life is too short. Have fun. Do what the fuck you want to do when
buddies.
You do it.
That's what I said.
But at the end of the night,
it's somebody that you have a long time, like your friends night, and you have you sex still with.
Came home
you
to
might
me.
Never see that person again.
Maybe.
It's not the same thing as a fuck buddy.
Maybe.
Came home to me.
Maybe. And if they didn't, you would be fine with it.
That's
the difference.
Because I'm like, now I get the house. Yes.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, in that scenario, you'd be like, oh, well, whatever. I spent 12 years of my life with that person, but I'll wake up tomorrow and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, to me, it's like, it's a little different. They're cheating on you.
Here's the thing. It would never happen. Did I just go into stereo? That was awesome.
Maybe you're using the broken... Maybe you're using the broken ones.
Here's the thing. I feel if you're in a relationship long enough and that did happen, like you'd be okay. Like you guys are gone.
Do you think that you'd be okay with that because the person told you beforehand? So like if we started dating and I told you in the very beginning,
like I like chicks.
I'm attracted to everyone. right? Doesn't matter.
But you would say to me,
I would never cross a line that you feel correct. Uncomfortable with. So if then you cross let's that have line, that then conversation. That's a different issue. Exactly. Yeah. Like, are you comfortable if I go out and I meet someone and maybe I make out with them?
I'd be like, I don't care.
Would as long you, as you say, bring them home. But would you say only if it's a girl? Or no. Would you say it doesn't matter?
It really depends on the relationship at that point. If you really want the truth, that's how I think. Yeah. It's like if we were together like 12 years. Okay.
So the longer period of time, the more you're accepting them going out and doing their own
so
thing?
So here's the period. Did you hear that? That's awesome. Here's the period of time. Did you hear?
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. So the period of time that I'm thinking of is 1 through 3 years. Okay, play around. Have fun. We're not bringing anybody home.
Three to six years. Why aren't you bringing anyone home in those 1 to 3 years?
Because you guys are still having fun. You're still trying to figure out.
Isn't that the time to have fun?
Yeah, but I feel like when you're in the relationship and then it comes up, you're like, okay.
To Ernie's point, though, like the longer time goes by. So if you're with somebody for 10 years and then you're okay with them doing these things.
I'm not happy at that point. If it never happened before in 10 years, that's what I'm saying.
Wouldn't you think that the other person would be more prone to like be, if they're doing those types of things, that means that they're not happy here and you have a higher risk of losing that person?
You know what's another issue? Is that like, let's say you're like, hey, open relationship. Okay, cool. Handshake. Open relationship. And then the one person's going out all the fucking time and getting fucked silly and you're like trying, but you're not getting it. Not even kids. Like you're just not getting it in for whatever reason. Like you're just ugly or unattractive or whatever it is, right? And so
what?
But
my question would be, why aren't you?
Yeah.
No, you're trying. You're just not getting it in for whatever reason.
Got it.
There's always somebody for somebody.
No, it's not.
Go.
And anyway, so, but what I'm saying is that, like, you know, that would also, like, foster feelings of, like, resentment almost. And, like,
absolutely.
Like, why am I not getting it in? But you're out every fucking night, man. Like, when am I going to get some? She spreads her loving all over, and when she gets home, there's none left for me.
Yeah. All right, Bradley.
Summertime.
Your problem would be...
I want to hold
the only problem
her.
You would be with having an open relationship would be if it's you weren't open. Getting as much as the other person.
No. That's not... I didn't say that's the only problem, but I just thought of that concept.
Okay.
No, I just thought of that concept. Like, how would that make you feel also? I feel like that would fuck us over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Word.
Word.
I can see that.
Oh, man. When you say word, you have to do the arm cross.
Word.
Why is this? Because this is crossing your arms. So, like, why is this a thing?
Because you're hugging yourself.
You're hugging yourself.
Yeah, so you're like,
that's
word.
What the breakdancers did.
Why are you saying it like dig?
Dig. Word.
No, but like if you do that, is it just because they have like emotional issues?
Yeah, you're emotional issues. You're like, I don't want you to know what I'm feeling emotionally right now.
Yeah, so I think that that's an also. To me, it's like let's avoid all pitfalls. You know what I mean? Like, why give ourselves that potential of like having that weird resentment or having that weird?
Yeah,
and
just have fun, man.
I think people make commitments to each other, and that's what a relationship is.
That's a relationship.
And so for you to be like, oh, it's open relationship, and I can just disappear whenever. Because that kind of that's a lack of commitment. That's a lack of.
I had a friend that they were together for like 12 years and it was open, but she was never the one that like
was active
in it. He was.
Oh,
felt bad for her. Like she was awesome people, but yeah, I don't think they're together anymore. I have like 2 kids.
I feel like a guy saying let's do an open thing, and if the girl's like sure, I feel like that's kind of like. I'm looking for someone better than you to replace you with.
No, I agree. But you don't see that at that time, you know?
Right.
Because you're head over heels.
That's the way I look at it is like I'm playing the field and I'm having my fun too. You know what I mean? Like, so, I don't know.
I'll touch you occasionally.
Right.
Yeah. I'll phone it in.
And then you can touch me.
What are you wearing?
What if a girl told you, like, I want to touch you, but you can't touch me?
I can touch you, but you can't touch me.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that. That's almost like dominatrix.
Like a guy has to be the completely submissive one. Like,
right. Like, now, they're tied up or something?
Wait,
right,
hold on. Exactly. So, okay. Are we in the pumpernickel rules?
That's what I call that. Yeah, because, you know, like, you assume that this person's not going to fucking try to hurt you.
Okay.
Like, physically hurt you.
Right.
But
are you down with that as you know?
Those are your pumpernickel rights. That's what I call them.
Pumpernickel rights, yeah.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
You have a phrase?
Yeah.
So you allow, you're okay being submissive?
I give them a card and I go, just so you know, read this card. I'm invoking my pumpernickel rights.
Mm. I think.
Okay.
And then.
I think that's like extra vulnerable. And I don't know if I want to be that vulnerable.
But I also feel like because we are men, it's like, I think when you do that with your significant other, I think it shows a lot of like respect. Like, hey, I trust you, all that stuff. But I really don't, because you'll be like, remember that time you didn't answer the phone? I'd be like, what?
Yeah. Remember that time I text you and you didn't answer, but you were active on social media? Oh, man. I just don't know how I would feel, if I would feel comfortable being the super submissive. Where it's,
I think,
like,
that'd be cool to at least try once.
What, to be the super dominant one?
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought you did that already. I thought that was like your thing.
What?
You I remember you saying that you're like, oh, that's I can do that. I have done that or whatever. You know what I mean? Like
that type of thing, but I was the submissive one.
Oh, really?
Yes.
No, I thought you meant it the opposite, like where definitely. I feel like that's a more traditional thing for women,
right,
to be the submissive,
but it's
one.
Not, I'm saying like really actively submissive. I'm not saying like you just tell me what to do. No, I'm talking about like actual stuff.
Does that turn you on?
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah, but the guy.
But then it got
nobody's...
to a point where like the person wanted to do that outside of the bedroom, and I'm like, yeah, no,
outside of the bedroom.
You obviously
like, what,
don't know
dinner.
That's a lifestyle, Nate.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I'm thinking about like one night of
like,
fun.
No, for real.
You got real serious.
I know,
right,
really,
now.
Because like, it is
a lifestyle.
No, yeah. It is. It is a lifestyle.
Like furries?
Like where they would be like wanting to call and say, like, when I get home, I
like
want
Don
you wearing
Draper
this.
With his neighbor.
I want you. Yes, yeah. Exactly like that, but a little more hardcore. Like,
right.
And I am not down with that.
He
like,
was
you're
nice.
Not going to tell
he
me
was,
what to
he
do.
He was a nice dumb.
So what if like, what if it's not a lifestyle? Right. What if it's just a sexual lifestyle?
That's what I'm saying. If it's just in the bedroom, I have zero problem with that. It's
okay.
when they try to take it outside of there.
Hold on
like,
a second. Alexa keeps interrupting us.
So what if your significant other says they no longer love you romantically, but still care for you as a friend? You're otherwise happy with the relationship. Would you continue it? I wasn't able to understand the
question I heard. Alexa, go to sleep.
Stop. You can just unplug her. So that was a good question.
Yeah.
But no one listened.
You know what? I think that...
Well, because Alexa kept interrupting
screw
you.
Screw her.
It's kind of like...
Quit saying her name.
I know, right? It's kind of like what we were talking about before when we were talking about like love versus in love. I think that kind of goes to it because a lot of people are like, I love you as a person,
but I'm not
in love with you.
Like,
I think
I respect
you're,
you.
Like you were
I
saying,
awesome.
I think you're great and I think you're awesome.
High
that
five.
I just, yeah. I don't want to, yeah, I'd pass.
You don't want no scrubs.
Yeah, everything else is great. Like, yeah, sure. We have dinner and conversation is great. We go out or we vacation and everything is cool. But I don't feel like I'm wanted or desired. Fuck out of here. I'm good.
Hmm?
Well, I hope you find the right guy.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. But yeah, no, who wants to feel like that? Like you're
I'm
just
not laughing.
It's a roommate
I hope she does.
Situation.
I hope she does.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Nate. But yeah, I wouldn't want that.
You
would want that?
Huh? What? Specifically?
The question.
What's the question?
Nate, can you repeat it?
I was drinking.
Somebody's laughing and not even knowing what the fuck is funny.
Question. Is it?
No,
is it,
I was laughing. I knew what was funny when I laughed.
What question is it? Your significant other says they no longer love you romantically, but still care for you as a friend. You are otherwise happy with the relationship. Would you continue it?
No.
But doesn't that, isn't that, that's kind of a weird question. That's because a heartbreaking, wouldn't it that's sound a heartbreaking like scenario. The other person is not wanting to continue it?
It's like breaking
it?
Up.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell somebody, I'm not romantically interested in you.
I would.
With the intention of staying, is what I'm saying. About, I wouldn't I mean, tell someone that and then about, be like, let's carry on with our
but
life.
You also
like,
have to see what's at stake.
I wouldn't even want to be their friend anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to. It would be too heartbreaking.
Cut it off.
I could see that.
I could see that.
And then it's like harder for you to move past. You know what I mean? Like yeah, it's like, harder for you to like.
Well, and then you start thinking.
Rebuild
like,
a new life, and they're a great person, and I absolutely love them. And
then you start going. What
you know
did
what's
I
weird now
wrong?
That you say this? I know someone that has a friend.
That knows a friend.
That's has like. They slept with each other over. I'm just gonna round it off. The last 10 years.
Oh yeah, I have a go back to
in and out of relationships, and they're friends, and then when they're not, they just like have occasional sex. You guys, you would be able to do that?
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I have been
because at that point you guys that's are a like fuck best buddy. Friends pretty much. Yeah.
That's so weird.
It's almost like a relationship. Yeah, it's almost just, like a relationship, but it's an like, open relationship.
Yeah. It's a super open relationship.
It's a super open relationship.
He could disappear for 4 years.
That sounds pretty healthy, actually.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's no strings attached. You're just...
You single? Much. Yeah, it's still single. Hey, you want
so
to
I
like the way
I
your bits feel
on
my
sex.
Bits. You know, like...
Maybe I put too much on sex.
Maybe you should look at the relationship.
No, but I'm being serious. Maybe
I
put too much on the sex part.
What you have.
Because I'm just like, I need like an emotional connection for sex. It would be very weird for me to just like not see someone for 4 years and then meet for lunch and be like, yeah, let's end up fucking. And then, okay, I'll see
you
in 2 years. Like, that's weird.
But you have that emotional connection with that person. It's just
you
guys aren't dating.
If for 4 years, I don't have any contact with them?
No, I'm saying the fuck buddy, you always go back every 4 years. You guys are emotionally connected. You always will because you have that.
I have ex-girlfriends that like will hit me up every once in a while.
You'll,
and, like,
you'll never date
we'll talk, him. And then all of a sudden,
just
bang,
a fun
bang,
time.
Bang. Yeah.
You know, like you're just having fun catching up.
And it's like, okay, well that was fun. Good job.
See, I feel like I've missed out
high
on
five.
So
See
much
later.
Of my life.
You know, like that's exactly what it is.
Well, no, that's the sound.
You guys look like you
sex.
Were doing. Oh. You guys look like you were doing Eiffel Tower, by the way.
Yeah.
That's so the sound during sex.
There's a game we used to play. It was called Dude is a Gay. And
it's
we would,
called what?
Dude is a gay if. So like high fiving.
Dude is
a
gay if.
Yeah, and you like do the Eiffel Tower.
Oh
yes,
yeah,
yes,
that means you're gay.
Yeah, that's gay.
Cause you're like staring at each other and holding hands.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro.
That's so funny. I can totally
see
that.
We used to play that. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Oh my god, you guys are so gross.
What? How is that gross?
I didn't need the visual, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Did
though.
You see how I was licking my lips?
We did an Eiffel Tower. He was showing us what an Eiffel Tower was.
Right.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Wait, you weren't there. What? I wasn't there with you. This is a remote podcast. But yeah, we used to play the game.
Yeah.
Dude is a gay, and it would like be the scenario.
Okay.
Like, dude's a gay if you wear a purple shirt to work. Yes.
And according to Maria, apparently, that's
everything's
totally
straight.
A turnoff. That person used to be gay.
Oh, purple shirt.
What?
Purple button-up shirt.
Are you done? I
didn't
say
that
personally.
You said if they were gay that you wouldn't like them or something.
What are you talking about right now? You're gaslighting me right now.
No,
I'm
not
even going to fall for it. Who's
you?
Next
Who's
with the
gaslighting?
Question? Who's I did not say that.
You said if they were bi that you would be less attracted to them.
Okay, now you're saying something completely different, and I didn't say I would be
and
less.
And then you said.
I did not say that.
Oh, you didn't say. Oh.
When you edit the podcast, you'll hear. I did not say
okay,
that.
So
don't
that's
say
not
that
your,
I said
that's
that.
That's not your personal opinion.
Are you kidding me right now?
Just wondering.
This week on.
I'm going to punch you in the face, Ernie.
Whispering
oh my week. God.
You guys sound like a soap opera.
No, that's a great soap opera. Mexican soap opera or Spanish soap operas are funny and they're so poorly acted.
Oh yeah.
I remember I was sitting in the kitchen with my aunt and she was watching one, and the guy was gonna strike the woman, like he was gonna hit her. And I guess the person was late on his cue because he held it back for like a while. He was like, "Oh, I'm gonna hit you," you know.
It's like moving back. And then to
finally,
the guy.
Someone else. Yeah, he's like, "Oh, I saved you from being hit." It was just funny.
And they were like, "Da da da, let's have tacos."
Terrible. Yeah, yeah.
Yay! And then like a small crowd comes out, and they're like, "Yay, you saved it."
It's maracas. It turns into Samba de Amigo.
I'm thinking of the cartoons when like they would have that thing where it had like the championship flag like and all that, and they're like, "Yay!"
Yeah.
Just disappear.
That's awesome. Like it's a crowd of people, like
a small crowd.
We need that in society.
We do. Guys, please. Thank you.
Look at you, Nate.
Calm down.
Okay.
You like eat deep. He fucking stared you down when he did it, too. He's, like, angry he had to do that.
So, you think I don't know how to move levers?
Who said that you didn't know how? That wasn't the problem. The problem was that you didn't.
You guys want to buy a plane.
And then you said, people pulling stop.
Knob and tube technology. You guys want to get a $15,000 plane?
Knob and tube.
Is it? No, not saying that. Pulleys and willies and...
What willies?
Wet willies all day. No, it was knob and pulling, like the old school, like planes, gauges.
So do you think that a lot of things are phallic because of men, like kind of?
No, I think it's actually...
men designing stuff and whatever, like skyscrapers.
Like if my wiener was off my body and went through like the air, it would cut wind because of the way it's built. A vagina would be like a parachute.
I just Are you talking about was it Elon? No.
So if you look
Jeff
at
Jeff Bezos,
yeah, some rockets. They're shaped as a penis. You make it a vagina thing, it won't go anywhere.
It'll have a harder period. Yeah, it'll have a harder.
No, it'll be it'll get there get up. Eventually, but it's going to take a longer time.
My son. Oh my god.
All right, welcome back to No Sense of Direction. Shit. That was good.
No, there was
How is that not funny? How are you sitting there like not laughing?
Because she doesn't like it when
she doesn't like vagina jokes.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
What's a good vagina joke? What's the best vagina joke you've ever heard?
I'll show you something. Okay, so grab your camera. This is my vagina joke, okay?
Is this when you do the thing with the thing?
Huh? The thing with the thing.
Your face.
With what? I'll do it to you. Just open up your camera on your phone and just tilt your head sideways.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm... I already know. Yeah.
No, my question for you. What's the best vagina joke you've ever heard in your entire life?
Vagina or penis joke.
Really?
Yeah.
Are there jokes that circle amongst women that maybe men are not
privy to?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, my ovaries are... My ovaries are ovulating so bad.
Just curious, because, you know, guys have jokes, right?
Yeah, we do too. Ball fog.
That's a good question.
Do you guys have mystic hills?
So you keep thinking about that while we read our next question. Whose question was it?
Let me go get a beer.
All right.
I think it's your question.
It's my question.
That's a good question.
Yeah. Just to, you know, get
maybe
your side.
Maybe under boob sweat?
Under boob sweat. Sexy. You don't think it's sexy? Me neither.
What? Why would I think that's so sexy? Annoying.
I took Nate's joke.
Okay. What else?
Under boob sweat. Under boob sweat is the leader right now for shit that women know about that we don't.
Maybe
Some fat people know about under boob sweat.
What do they call it? That's what I was going to say too. My next thing would have been, again, muffin men topping? Probably muffin would experience topping? It. Muffin top, but like thigh chafing.
Thigh chafing? What is the thing? What's the deal with a thigh gap?
It's stupid.
What is a thigh? Oh,
it's the space between your thighs.
Like if you could fit two fingers through?
Right. Just make it easy.
Yeah.
And no. Then you'd be like, what? Like, why is that a thing?
No.
And just.
It's about it. It's about being skinny.
I don't care about that.
Yeah, me neither.
Like, I remember third grade.
My
third grade teacher, she had that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Miss Hawkins.
That's not cute to me.
Did you ever have a teacher that you were like, man?
Miss Hawkins.
Oh,
apparently.
Fucking Miss Hawkins was ooh la la.
What about you?
No.
No?
Really? You wouldn't be like, I would take it out.
You know what? My sociology teacher in college.
So the reason why she said no right away is because she was being, and then she remembered.
Because I was being what?
Because you were just being a girl.
No, I wasn't being a girl. I was thinking about elementary school and high school, and all of my teachers were old as fuck. Yeah. But then I remembered college. Oh, yeah, I did have a hot teacher.
I had a teacher.
That's why I answered like that.
I had a teacher that I pissed off. It was a dude.
And he wanted to fuck you?
No. I wanted to.
He's like, no. I'm going to fuck you.
Actually, he was like a younger guy. He was like a handsome man, too. But he was showing us.
Handsome man, yeah. Too.
No, I think some men are handsome. I'm like, man, he's a good looking guy. Man. Like,
I could,
honestly,
you know, I could see
he's
them.
Well kempt. Like, everything.
He's probably getting it in. But so he it was a history teacher, and he showed us Schindler's List, and we were watching it, and someone said something, and then I sarcastically said, yeah, that Hitler's a great guy, you know, like. It was a joke between me and my classmates.
Exactly.
And he held me for detention.
Oh, I would, too. For that. If I didn't know the inside joke and that came to me, I would suspend you.
Oh, yeah. I'm Mexican. Yeah, I support Hitler and the Aryan race. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
No, it
doesn't matter.
That's an idiot thing to think, though.
You just have a tan.
You should be smarter than that.
So tan people will get killed?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. They would.
They would.
Forgot about that.
So to me,
the Jews actually used to take their blood and like try to make their skin.
Right, right. They showed that in Schindler's List. They're like giving each other or they're giving themselves a more healthy appearance. In terms of teachers that I would screw though, him. And then in college I had a math teacher that she was super hot. That I got the best grade I've ever gotten in a calculus class under
an F plus.
Yeah. Don't forget the plus. It was 59%.
That doesn't even exist. How can you fail great? You failed amazingly.
You're almost there.
Yeah. F minus.
Almost there.
You're like, you just didn't turn in the work.
I remember when I got a D, I was like, well, it's still passing, man.
Exactly.
All right. Is it my question?
Did you ever get an S or a?
Oh my god, that's way back.
Like super.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I was like, yeah, S-class. Satisfactory.
E. Wasn't like S U.
That was like error.
E.
Just get incomplete. I. Welcome to No Sense of Direction. I'm Nate. This is.
Keep going.
This is a sausage hour.
Sausage hour with Nate. Mexican sausage.
Don't mind what's in my mouth.
Also known as
That's
chorizo.
What she said.
Chorizo and lime.
Stew.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Dukes.
It feels like it has a consistency of like dog food. I feel.
Yeah, why are you eating dog food?
No.
Why aren't you? It's got great iron. The iron is good.
Aw, Mad Men. See, always comes back to them.
It does.
I've never
watched it.
Watched a single
the
episode.
The Kodak
of Mad
one,
Men.
Man. It's like you just have like a single.
Oh my god! Yeah, it was so good. Like, there was another episode. I mean, I was telling him.
Do they have a Kojak?
Where I'm like.
Mm-hmm.
Kojak? There's so many episodes where you're like,
Damn.
At the end of it, right. That. I see what the fuck they did there with that whole episode. Yep. I see what you did there.
Okay.
So good.
And then just there's like whiskey smoking and fucking in between.
Whiskey smoking and fucking.
1960.
On this, no sense of direction.
Okay. So I'm Maria.
I'm Nate.
I'm Ernesto.
Bennett.
You guys should know this already, though.
Yeah.
At this point. And if you don't, shame on you.
Yeah. The earth should know that I always say goodnight.
You're not. This is an intro.
Oh. Well, I'd tell them.
God damn it.
Tell them. Tell them that the earth must go tonight.
Tell them. Did we talk about social media at all?
Not in the past 15 minutes.
All right, guys. While we continue to shove this
up your
delicious
ass.
Strawberry sausage, no, chorizo sausage, in our mouth, go ahead and follow us on all of the socials, which would be the Instagram.
I think Facebook.
Twitter.
Twitter. I think if we were releasing... If we were releasing videos of you eating the sausage, I'm sure we'd get a ton of fucking follows.
Shut your face.
I think we can start an OnlyFans.
Yeah, I like that idea.
No.
Just mount a camera here.
And then you'll get paid bunch of money.
Right.
From Dukes.
And then maybe you'll share it with us.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Deal.
Goes into our question we had.
Right.
Yeah. $1 million. She'd be like, fuck you. It's my vagina.
But if you like us, if you subscribe, if you share, it helps us a ton. Also, if you comment on the actual podcast in Apple Podcasts.
Just everything. Everything podcast related.
Spotify. We demand that you go to all of our different podcatcher platforms and rate us and love us and
our tens and tens of followers.
We don't even have that many. I don't think we don't. I
think we hit the 100 mark.
It's weird. It's weird.
I would just be happy if people listened and shared.
Yeah,
I'm not going to require you to do all that extra work, guys. I mean,
I'd be
Ernie
happy.
Is.
I'd be happy with a comment here and there.
Yeah, same here.
Fucking
we
comment.
Got that one.
Yeah, we got one.
And we were all super excited about
Diane,
it.
Diane, she's doing things.
She's
Diane.
She's doing big things, right?
Yeah, she keeps retweeting
follower
us.
Follower at
she has 22 followers on Twitter, so
I'm done.
So
she's got about 22 times what we have.
I think we're tied. Yeah.
All the Russian bots, they went away.
Yeah, Twitter filtered them out.
No sense of direction.
What?
Oh, you don't mean
she
those
became
kind of
a
bots.
Twitter bot. Yeah. Machine gun jubblies.
No, the kind of bots that I'm talking about
those?
Don't talk.
I know that. I just.
Wow.
I love saying the same joke that somebody else. No, I'm just kidding. I hate that, actually.
Bye.
But for no sense of direction, I'm Ernesto.
Peace.
Good night, Earth.
Is going on.
But you guys didn't say your names. It was I'm Ernesto.
Because we said it already.
Peace.
Nate.
Peace.
No, that
Maria.
Was an intro. You guys are
Got
fucking
it.
Killing me.
No, hey, we're not.
You guys are fucking killing
it's
me.
A you are. Great stop intro. Calling it stuff. Don't put labels.
I mean,
they don't need labels.
Let's yeah. see if anybody notices the voice swap.
Good night, Earth.
Peace.
Okay.
I don't think they will.
Yeah, they probably won't.
All right. What we need to do is we need to direct people to our social media.
Yeah, let's just hold hands and talk about it. Kumbaya.
No. All right, guys. So follow us on social media, and I'm going to walk you through how to get there.
Okay.
So you're going to open your phone. You're going to click on Instagram app. Facebook app or the Twitter app.
What if it's not?
And then
downloaded?
You're gonna search.
How do you click
on the
it?
Top? And you're gonna say,
"There's no mouse."
Or you're gonna type "no sense of direction podcast."
Touch it.
And then once you find that, you're gonna click on that profile.
I'm glad.
And
that,
then you're gonna hit the follow button.
I'm glad that she's explaining it.
And when you follow it, then our expectation of you
I
is that
like,
you leave a comment.
I feel like
a
she
question.
Double clicks her mouse all the time.
Or you like all the time. That was for you. All the time.
You like all the time.
All the time. All 10 of you.
And then you just, you know, you share. You share with your people. Share it. You know, I mean, it's not difficult,
well,
guys.
Well, if they share it with their people, and then those people share it with right. their people, and then those people share it with
Let's
their people.
Let's have a contest. Let's have a contest.
One more time.
And then those people.
Right.
What's the contest, Nate?
Maria will go on a date with you if you... If you could get 100 subscribers to our Twitter.
And if you're a terrible person.
And none of them are bots.
We will do background checks. So.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Yeah.
We don't have to no do a background murder, check. We'll no just, murder. I'll go on the date with somebody yeah. and you guys will be sitting at a table yeah. adjacent.
I feel like you should yeah. say that this is the not a verbal contract. This does not constitute a verbal contract.
It does, though. I'm willing to take one for the team.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Just one?
Yeah.
It's free dinner, man.
Right. And you guys are there. We could take you guys this are with. At a table next to me.
We'll take oh, really? This with.
Yeah,
like,
that just said that. You
oh,
guys
do
are
they
a table
pay for our
just,
dinner, too?
No.
No, they have to pay for our dinner, too.
But you're
too.
Not going hey. On the date.
They're going on a date
Ernesto,
with no
I'll,
sense of direction, not I'll, with Maria.
You just said it was a date with me.
I think it's better if they take us all three out.
All right, so then you don't want this to go anywhere.
And yeah. then we watch it.
Got it.
So. And then we get to watch.
Watch her on the date?
The date. Like, we literally just
microphones
critique
in her face.
It.
Boom oh, mics coming down all mic- the time.
Hey, guys, if you want to be on the podcast on a date with Maria, and then we get to comment and critique the whole date, I think that's it. I think we should do that even
that's
if...
That's a good episode.
I am okay with that.
I think that's right. So
okay.
the next time that you're
how
on
are we
a date...
Gonna, how are we going to pick someone?
No. Just any date.
Well,
oh,
that
next
has
time.
Nothing to do with
you could, that's you could funny.
Just, oh. We just show up and then you're like, hi, yeah, for this date, you're going to be with all of us. And then I think that'd
be
great.
Fun. Hopefully you don't go to the movies. We have microphones with us.
Oh,
this goes remote, by the way.
Holy shit.
Or what if I just record the
that
whole
was
thing?
A scary moment, guys.
What?
No. I'm saying we're watching the movie. And
so
we're
what
just
if
describing
I just tell
the
them
throughout the whole movie?
What if I just tell them that I want to record the whole date so that we can pick it apart on our future podcast?
Oh, like a Mystery Science Theater
but do
type
we,
thing?
Do we play it first and then the next
Yeah,
podcast?
I would give it to you guys and then you okay. guys can
commentary.
Citation
yeah, we can,
needed it up.
Are you going to video record it?
No, just audio.
Unedited.
Now, yeah. here's the thing. Like, I do want to say
I mean,
this.
You can edit it, obviously. Just pick out all the good parts, but then be like, Maria, so at this part, what were you doing?
Can I get the end of it, though?
Now, are you putting this out here because you don't think anybody's going to
so
take?
I'm so done. I'm so done with you.
I just need the last, hour
be,
and a half.
I don't, that's a good question, Nate. I don't
are
know
you just
how
putting it out there
apt
because
people would be to be like, yeah, I'm just going to record our date.
I don't think anybody would.
Right? They'd feel too much
depends,
pressure. And
depends
I don't
on the
think
girl.
They'd be themselves.
Depends on the girl.
We could go remote, bitch.
No, I'm serious. Yeah. If she was like super hot, I'd be like, yeah. fuck, I guess. If,
yeah. I don't know what to do.
Ah, shit.
Okay.
Do I open her door?
Hey,
I remember my first time.
You know, the funny thing about my back is that it's on my dick.
So should I put that in my profile right now?
What? Oh, yeah. For Tinder or whatever?
I'll put a date so they know that it's like...
Do you think that Tinder factors in your contacts and like takes them out of the pool?
No.
Absolutely not.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that's right. You just... Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because I was like, oh, you know, I've never seen anybody that I know there.
I've seen two people.
But
I've recycled a couple.
I think it's because the age range that I put,
Yeah, mine's like 18 to 21.
Yeah, 18 to 21. Okay. Yeah, and I don't really hang out with many 18 to...
And all my friends.
The weird thing is that 18 is the bottom number. You can't go lower than 18.
Yeah. It's weird. Why do they do that?
And on that note...
I'm just kidding.
I'm Ernesto.
I'm Maria.
And of course, I'm Nate.
Hey!
And this was no sense of direction because I don't know what this is anymore. Fucking 18, really?
That's the youngest.
You can win date night with Maria this November. Because it would be November, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, for your...
I won't be here for my birthday, but maybe we can do it for my birthday.
When's your birthday?
The 17th.
Oh, okay.
Can it be a lady?
Can it be...
I would prefer it if it's a lady.
Oh, is that so, Ernie?
No, I'm fine with it because it'd be like Big Brother.
No, I'm fine with that. Thanks, guys.
I actually think like it would be like Big Brother.
Yeah.
You know, like if we go on the date, like
yeah,
what the fuck, you better older him.
There was one. Hey,
open the goddamn door.
Yeah. One chick that I was
fucking prick.
There was one chick I was conversing with from Tinder, and
yeah. No, you're on the both sides.
I was like, yeah, no, I'm good.
Oh.
I hate it when it's like you've spoken like, you know, just briefly back and forth for a little bit, and then you get like, that random like, I'm thinking about you text message. Bye. I was done.
And then
I was
like,
done.
And then
like,
she was
absolutely
like,
done.
I played
turned
basketball.
That's scary.
I'm
to me, that's
WNBA.
Too much.
Right?
To me, that's too much. It's like, don't
you
act
don't
like
even
we've been
know
dating.
Me. Yeah. You literally you
act,
do not know
you're
me.
You're acting like we're way further than what you...
Exactly. Yeah. You can send it to me, hey, you know, just, like 5 dates in. Maybe 3 dates in.
On
but
Tinder?
It was that, literally like one
dates.
Day of
that messaging that or that message could have been misconstrued.
But maybe she was like, man, I wonder what like.
So what if she said, hey, I was just thinking about
that's
you. Or what if that's what she meant, but typed the other thing.
But it put thinking of you.
Because I've had that. Like I've been like, oh, I was just thinking about you. And then you all of a sudden reached out to me.
Just
that's
like,
different.
That's
interesting.
It just was like, there was no conversation before. It was just like I hadn't spoken to her that day. And it was bam in the middle thinking of you.
Autocorrect takes over things.
You don't know me. We've never met.
Think of all the times you text your mom one sex instead of one sec.
Never.
Me neither.
My mom's dead.
Bye.
Did I ever tell you? Did I ever tell you about
to me? She's dead.
The worst autocorrect I ever sent to my mom.
Oh, I have a story about that too.
Oh yeah, you do. So, I was telling, like, texting my mom, and I'm like, I miss you. I wish you weren't so far.
You
and it said,
far.
I wish you weren't so fat. My mom
is in therapy right
me.
Now.
She
yeah.
didn't even respond to the text. She called me, and I was like, right away. I'm like, Mom, that was a mistake. Yeah. I meant to put far,
that's
not
funny.
Fat. She was just like, I was gonna say,
Mom, I miss you. I wish you weren't so fat.
Yeah.
I can't hang around fat people because you're gross.
You're like, I forgot the rest of the text.
That's literally what you just
oh
said to your
God.
Mother.
I know that was funny.
So, so mine. Okay, so I was going for a job, and I was talking to someone, and their position is called SL, and I'm like, hey, I did a voice to text. I was like, hey, I reached out to all the SLs, and no one's answering. And then I read my text after I had sent it, and it said, hey, I reached out to the other assholes, and no one's answering.
This was to a prospective boss. Yeah.
It's a good one. I like it.
It literally
it was awesome.
Stop. Time stopped. You know what I mean? And I'm looking at this text. I'm like, I can't believe I fucking, and I sent apologies and I feel like she let me on the hook for a while because I was just staring at
my
phone.
I would too. I'd be like, because it's probably happened before. So she's probably like,
maybe, I don't know.
Let me let him stew in it for a little.
Well, she replied and she's like, that was the funniest fucking thing. Like, because, you know, obviously you put yourself in my shoes, right? And it's just like, I'm just stewing in it. Yeah, I was just like.
The best is if you're after that text was like, holy shit, I meant, you know, it just kept going, asshole.
Right?
Asshole.
Yeah, so you have to keep correcting yourself.
Oh my God, I meant assholes, fuck. Not asshole. I meant asshole. Asshole.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I hate when that happens.
And
then you're like, damn it.
I sent someone a screenshot on my career suicide. That's what it said.
Nice.
But yeah.
So we're on the socials, right?
We're on the socials.
We're doing this again?
Yes.
This is like
Instagram.
Eight intros.
Instagram, please. Follow, please.
Please.
Pero please like it, okay?
So, is that for Hispanic Heritage Month?
This is for the Christmas.
That finished, though, no?
Hey, actually, let me see when Christmas is.
It's on the 25th of December.
Is it?
Yeah, weird. Like it is every fucking
asshole.
Year.
It's on a Monday.
Crima is on a Monday? Ay, mira que lindo. That means Christmas Eve is on a Sunday.
You know? Oh, okay.
Mira.
You know what that means.
Mira, Merry Crima.
I knew someone who called Christmas Eve Noche Buena. Noche Bueno?
Mm-hmm.
Or
Noche.
Buena? Noche buena. Yeah, I don't know why I said that.
It's part of the podcast where I drop off because I don't know what they're talking about.
It means good night. Night good is really correct. Noche buena. I've never heard it being called that, but that's how we celebrate it too. There's we all get together on the 25th.
Yeah, we always celebrate
7-pound Hershey's syrup.
Why not?
Is the question. Why?
Okay, so I know why.
Yeah.
I've heard of a shot using that.
Oh.
It's that and Ruppelmann's. And you call it a dirty schoolgirl. Or no, wait, a dirty
Sanchez?
Girl Scout.
No, are you done?
A dirty Girl
Jesus
Scout.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
They made a drink out of dirty Sanchez's?
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
But
no, that was it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Good story, bro.
A dirty schoolgirl. Or wait, no. I said it again.
You did.
A dirty girl scout. Yes.
Is chocolate syrup, Hershey's chocolate syrup, and a shot of Ruppelmann's.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds really good. It sounds good. It sounds like, because I'm not a big fan of Ruppelmann's.
All right, guys. So we'll figure this data thing out, right? Are we going to post this? Are we going to post details?
Good night, Earth.
Not yet.
God damn you.
Fuck. Well, you guys are all over the place.
All you do is derail.
Derail.
It's all right. So what were we talking about? Let's just continue.
What we were talking about is this has been No Sense of Direction. I'm Ernesto.
I'm Maria.
I'm fucking Nate.
You are? That's weird.
Yep. Does not your a girlfriend verb. Know? Just a noun. Just a noun.
Would you fuck a clone of yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Why wouldn't you?
Because you're not gay, and it's a guy.
But you're not gay if you're fucking yourself. It's just like sucking your own dick.
No, why wouldn't you say a clone of yourself with the opposite? Like
genitalia?
Yeah.
Only genitalia?
I would look weird.
I would.
You'd be like,
I'd want to know what it feels like. Okay. Can I feel what that the clone feels?
No.
That's been my question.
Would you fuck yourself is basically.
But I'd need to have a penis, and it wouldn't work that way.
I always wondered what it felt like to get like. Female, like when we have sex with, like
right.
You wonder what it would, what it feels like for us.
Yeah. Like, does it hurt? I mean, depending on size, I know that. But said, is it like weird?
Someone said that. No.
I mean, if you have a huge dick, then yeah, it hurts. But if you have just like average, yeah, no, it doesn't hurt.
Someone said that a male orgasm is like a sudden release and relief. And that women, it's like more body, like a pulsing, like
amazingness.
It happens for a while.
It's the parachute.
Yeah. It's
but yes, that is what it is for us.
That's why they don't make vagina-shaped
correct
spaceships anymore.
Yeah. I've seen a vagina-shaped building, though.
A building?
Yeah.
Was like it just like a clam?
Literally, it had the clit at the top and everything.
It was like a clam. It was like this. Yeah. Like those big clams in the sea where they're like, and then in the middle was the clitoris.
My favorite.
The Taurus of clits.
My favorite Taurus is four Taurus and then clitoris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was your second car was a clitoris, right?
Yeah.
A Ford clitoris.
Yeah. I remember hopping into the clitoris.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man.
I had a Honda Cervix.
Done. I'm fucking done. Good night. I'm saying that. Good night, Earth. Good night, Earth. Good night, Nate.
I had a 1999.
Good night, Ernie.
Volvo.
Good night, Moon.
A 1999 Volvo.
Good night, everybody. Good night. Good night. Good night. This is Maria signing off.
A Volvo.
Signing off. Goodbye.
The periods out like every dot, that'd be funny.
What do you mean, though? This isn't a written format,
correct?
No, I'm not.
You
just
want
saying,
us to take it out of the transcripts?
Wait,
this guy's old. What is going on?
I think what he means is that we just it's a run on sentence. I cut out all the spaces,
commas are okay.
I cut out all the spaces in between, like us talking, and it's just
one run on sentence. Got
it's
it.
One long run-on sentence.
Because periods make you so uncomfortable. Like periods. Because they make you
they
so
do.
Uncomfortable.
Sometimes. Because I want to go,
they don't make me
period?
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, I know, Ernie. We've
had
conversations.
Yeah, you're like,
it doesn't mean anything to you. Exactly. You'll bathe in it. Carry it up.
Are you going hunting after that? Like, in your beard? That's rough.
You know.
That's dedication.
If I'm going bear hunting, I'm definitely putting
period juice on you.
Stop
blood
it.
All over me.
Stop it.
They'll come after me.